The Chatham Arts Council is investing in artists through our Meet This Artist series, introducing you to Chatham County creatives each year in a big way. In this feature, we meet David Zumbrunen, actor, producer, and co-founder of EBZB Productions. For decades, David has brought history to life on stage and in classrooms across North Carolina, touring original plays, leading residencies, and helping audiences of all ages see themselves in the stories we tell. Now he's turned that storytelling homeward with Farm to Story, a new Chatham Arts Council project gathering the oral histories of the farmers and food workers who keep our community fed. So take a look, or in this case, have a listen, and meet your very inspiring neighbor. Over the course of your artistic career, you've worn many hats, styling yourself as a bit of an impresario. What does that word capture about you that actor or producer does not?
Many people are fascinated with my level of energy whenever I first meet them, right? And I often say, well, they want to define you pretty quickly. And I say, well, I do a lot of different things. You know, I do this or do that. But to me, the word impresario speaks to my being driven. Some people have labeled that ambitious. They say, oh, David, you're quite ambitious as an artist. I said, no, I'm driven. I'm driven and excited, always have been since I was a child, because of the people I grew up around. Impresario to me covers a lot of different forms of storytelling, and it also covers how to make the story happen, how to bring it to a public, how to bring it to an audience, how to bring it to those who are going to receive that story. So impresario to me covers that driven nature that is seemingly innate to me. I will share a story. So I was adopted as an infant, and I keep this paper, this letter from the social worker who was the caseworker on me, and they always come to visit, the follow-up of the parents in the household. And about 8 months into it, she came and visited, and she wrote this letter after a follow-up with my parents. And I'll probably paraphrase this somewhat, but I'll try to quote as best I can. She said, David is the most unique child. Ready to greet the world, but he'll more than likely get there before they do. At 8 months old, that lady had me pegged. Mm. Okay? So to me, the word impresario fits my driven nature and me ready to greet the world, maybe to get there before the rest of them do, whether that's through storytelling, or whether it's through producing the story, or whether it's putting together a group of people to tell a story, whether it's trying to generate interest of an audience to buy tickets to receive the story. Impresario to me covers a lot of that, and a lot of it comes out of where that social worker had me pegged at 8 months old.
Yeah, covers all the bases, so both your enthusiasm and your varied resume. As an actor, you've tackled a wide range of challenging roles. Charles Dickens, Mercutio, Hotspur, just to name a few. Does one stand out as a particular favorite? And what connects all of the characters that you are drawn to?
So every time we do a Q&A or talk back after a show, whether it's for a general audience or for a student matinee, they always ask you, what's your favorite role, right? And because of where I am in life, my age, I think I've reached a level of wisdom where I can finally respond to say the one I just played or the one I'm presently portraying. But each project, each character, each role that I take on, even if I've been doing them for, like with the Dickens thing, 28 years, the Dickens production, The Night Before Christmas Carol, 28 years I've been doing that. The War Bonds piece, 21 seasons now. The Wright Brothers I did for many years until I aged out of it. And the Paul Green role in both Native the play and now the film. I'm always learning something I didn't know. And that's each night I go on stage, each film scene we may film, each take, each angle that we're filming of that. There's so much I don't know, and I'm always relearning that. And so I'm saying that to try to explain and articulate that it's usually the one role that I'm in the midst of playing, researching, or portraying, or just played, because I've learned and rediscovered so much.
EVZV Productions is a creative partnership with Serena Ebhart. What becomes possible in your work because you create alongside such an amazing collaborator?
Okay, so keep in mind, I have to do some math here real quick. 26, it will be 38 years we've been together, okay? Married. 38 years married, 40 years together, okay? All right? We still have to learn new ways to work together. When we decided to first take this on the company, that we realized, okay, we have a network, we have connections, that this might be viable, where we actually take on and create our own producing entity. We had to learn to work together. Oftentimes she is a director, and me as the producer, and me as a performer, and me as a guide for some of her work as an actor, her as a writer, her as an editor. We've edited and arranged together. We have different sensibilities. So we had to learn to separate the marriage component of our partnership and the artistic component of our partnership and our collaboration. We say, I don't know if it's age or what, or the length of the relationship, because we've been through our struggles personally and creatively, but for whatever reason, we're at a point where we're saying thank you a lot more often to each other. I don't know why. The gratitude just seems to come to the surface much more often.
You both are leaders within the community. You both have a long history of advocacy. When did you realize that the health of the ecosystem was as important as participating in it as a performer, producer, all these hats you wear?
It's multifaceted. First off and foremost, I was raised in an atmosphere of two parents who were very actively and civically involved. So I did an interview with Dad a couple of years before he passed away, and I said, why are you so involved in all these different organizations, be it medical foundations, be it particularly my mother and father, but particularly my father was deeply devoted to helping create a local symphony, to being a founding member of the local community theater. We grew up going to dance concerts, opera concerts. I mean, there was history that was in every corner of our house, on bookshelves, on tables, books about North Carolina, books about the world, fiction, nonfiction. And in this interview that I did with Dad, again, a couple of years before he passed away, I said, why are you so involved? Why do you do all this? And he responded with a phrase that is familiar to us all in different iterations, but he said, well, you get what you give. And that spoke volumes to me on a whole lot of different levels, materially, physically, emotionally, but perhaps most primary among all of those factors and components was spiritually.
Let's talk about Farm to Story.
So I at some point I've alluded to the fact that with each project, with each role that I take on as an actor, and each project that Serena are involved in creating, we discover yet again each time how much we don't know. And it certainly has been the case here. And we evolved from a generalized charge by the county and the Chatham County Arts Council as well, that we needed that we were to focus on agriculture, and then we dove down into farming, and then we started to really focus, because I think, and everybody nods their head, and you will too, I'm sure when I say this, that we really started to drive down deeper into what we believe is society's disconnect with where our food comes from. You're nodding your head automatically, just like everybody else does. Okay? And because I grew up with a family that had a gentleman's farm, and it was what a wonderful, idyllic childhood to grow up in. But I also had an extended family members that were farmers, right? So I didn't live on the farm, but I'd been exposed to the kind of work they did and the kind of people they were. I'm struck by this, as we've moved into this project over the last several months, not only by how much I didn't know, but how noble a profession, how noble a life being a farmer is. They're literally saving us in so many ways. And that's one of the, forgive me if I get emotional about that, but they're saving us through their core values and their beliefs and what they're doing every day. And it's interesting to see it's having to persuade them to please take an hour of their time. Well, actually, it's 2 to 3 hours because they have to get to the interview location, because we're not always, they're sometimes coming to us, but they're spending an hour of work that they need to get away from the work that they need to get done that is pressing, and they know it.
This is a creative placemaking project, which by definition is something that is generated by the community, filtered through an artist, and then gifted back to the community. So what do you hope the community at large, people who are going to get to experience this project as an audience, what do you hope changes in the conversation and their experience of where their food comes from?
My hope is that perhaps we can start to celebrate and express our gratitude a little more openly and visibly to the farmers who I expressed earlier, I believe, are exhibiting a noble way of life and giving of themselves nobly to save us from food that is not healthy for us, and who in many ways are helping to save our environment. I think people are going to be very moved by some of the joy that is taken every day. I mean, some people are just doing beautiful work that people aren't even aware of. But that I hope our goal is to celebrate and bring more visibility to their work and their efforts. And I think it'll be a nice, fun discovery for folks, but I think it'll also be a compelling discovery for a lot of folks who don't understand how separate they are from those who are growing our food. What has drawn people to move here is what these farmers are doing and what our artists are doing. They've moved here because of that lifestyle, because of the topography, and because of the people who live here, and yet some people continue to be separated from them. And so I hope that we can celebrate and express gratitude a little more visibly and more openly to the farmers.
Meet This Artist was produced by the Chatham Arts Council with support from the team at VRC Limited. To discover more stories and upcoming arts events, visit chathamartscouncil.org.